The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
According to the Irish Times today, the number of accounts in the Republic linked to money mules doubled in the first 6 months of the year to over 3,000. Teenagers as young as 14 are being targeted by criminals to work as so-called money mules, this accounting for some €12 million in fraudulent deposits. Now, to talk about this relatively new take on an old crime, I'm joined by Michael Cryan, Detective Superintendent. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
This has been going on for a little while. I mean, we're in the digital age, so nearly everybody has an account which operates online. How does the scam work?
It's relatively new, but it has been, it exploded really with COVID, so from about 2020 onwards. So young people are being enticed, coerced into giving over their bank accounts to basically criminal organizations. They are recruited via social media, personally in schools and colleges, at parties, through people they know. They give over the user how to use their account, all the passwords, their cards, to the criminal organizations. The criminal organizations then are primarily stealing money from our accounts, so all the text messages and the scam phone calls we get, accounts are taken over and the money is transferred from these accounts into the money mule account, and then almost immediately either cashed out at ATMs because they have the card and they have the PIN, or it's transferred out of the country into other accounts or into cryptocurrency accounts.
So this money laundering as such is not actually, say, the product of the drug trade. It's literally just common or garden theft, but done online.
Primarily, yes. It's primarily what we call cyber-enabled fraud. So it's the account takeover. It can be all sorts of fraud. The victim, or the money mule, when he hands over their account to the criminal, they have no idea what the original crime, what's known as the predicate crime, is, or where it occurred. Because what we're seeing this year is a lot of the predicate crimes are happening outside the jurisdiction. So victims in European countries are losing their money and it's been transferred into accounts of people with Irish addresses, which have been opened online.
Now, what is the enticement for the mostly young people who allow access to their own accounts? What are they offered?
Invariably easy money. They see it, and they're offered easy money, a chance to make a few quick bucks without leaving your home. All you have to do is give us your bank account. There are a few who believe it's a job they have, and as part of the job, they're helping to do international transfers. There are some who are paying off drug debts as well. But it's invariably, they believe a chance to make easy money is how they become involved in
now, this. How often are they themselves scammed and make nothing at all?
They are often very few of them actually make money. Let's face it, it's criminals you're dealing with. They're not going to honor any promises they make. But also it has occurred that some young money mules who have their own money, which they've earned themselves in their account, is also stolen by the criminal because they now have full access to your account. So if a young person has saved 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 euros by working hard in wherever, the criminal is going to take that money as well from them.
Now, to what extent do they persuade young people to open a brand new account just for the purpose only of doing this kind of thing?
Yes, that's something we saw really starting with COVID and after COVID, opening the accounts online, because obviously banks were closed during COVID and travel was restricted. So we are seeing that. We're seeing more young people opening accounts in international banks, online accounts with banks in different European countries as well. And the real ramifications here for these young people is they could end up being extradited back to those countries to face money laundering charges. And while it's severe in Ireland, it is far more severe to be extradited to another jurisdiction and face a penalty and perhaps even a longer prison sentence in those jurisdictions.
Now, were they to be found guilty in this country of cooperating with money laundering, what are the penalties?
Money laundering, it's an offence under the Criminal Justice Money Laundering and Terrorism Offences Act of 2010, it carries a potential sentence of 14 years. But the ramifications are far more long-term, shall we say, than just going to prison. This is a conviction you will have for life on your record. It doesn't go away. It doesn't be expunged at any stage. So it'll always be there. It'll be there if you seek a visa to travel, we'll say, to the United States or Australia to work or even go on holidays to countries. It'll be there if you seek vetting to work with your local sports club, we'll say, in the finance or any type of role. If you're looking for employment in banks or anything to do with finance, if you're looking to open bank accounts yourself. So it has huge ramifications. It also, of course, your house will be searched by the Gardaí. You'll be arrested. You'll be prosecuted. You could end up being pictured in the paper. We see them practically every day in the paper. There's a report of some young person who's convicted of money laundering. So there's all of that as well.
Well, a salutary warning there for anyone who's approached either online or in person to make use of their account to, deposit some money for it to be extracted later by people unknown. A salutary warning there from Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan. Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.